This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi and check in with Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's doing. Hey, Cliff, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mickey, what's going on, buddy?
Not a lot. How are you?
I'll just sitting around licking my wounds. I sometimes forget how old I am.
You old codger.
Oh, my God, dude, I tell you. I don't think I slept last night.
And it's not going to get any better, man.
No, it ain't get no better, is it?
No, it ain't.
No. I did the surf deal where I surfed in the morning. And I had this brainstorm. I'd just go bird hunting in the afternoon. I should have took a nap. I went bird hunting and just wore myself out. But the bird hunting's so good right now. You know, they had another wave of white wing come in. So,
oh, cool.
You know, we're shooting a bunch of white wing up in Alice again. So they kind of went away, Mickey. Then another wave came in. A few morning dove, but just mostly white wing.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I like them white wings.
I do too. They fly a little slower.
Yeah, and they're a little bigger. A little bigger target.
They're a little bigger. Well, you know, I don't think they taste as good, though. I'd rather have a morning dove, actually. for food wise. Well, the white wing is, you know.
Well, I'd rather have quail if we're going to go there.
Well, no, it's just wrong. That's a different animal.
Yeah, it is. Wild quail is so good, man.
Oh, I know it, man. We got a great hatch this year. I've seen a lot of birds in our place.
Yeah, of course, quail's looking good this year again.
Yes, it is.
That's a shame y'all can't shoot them on that ranch now.
All those years, and the owner decided he wanted to keep the quail to himself.
Right.
It hurts. Anyway, it is what it is. Have Blaine said how the horns are going to be this year?
He thinks they're going to be really good again, you know, like last year.
Good deal.
And everything I've read with TPNW as far as that goes, you know, dove populations, quail, deer, everything's looking good.
Yeah, it's my son's shooting dove by Mathis, my oldest boy, and they're just shooting limits every day, just tons of birds. And it's mixed half and half white wing and morning dove. Our place is probably 80% white wing. And it kind of shifts as the year goes on. October shows up, we'll have more white.
Yeah, you get a wind switch or a little rain or something, and it changes everything. Dove birds, but they're nasty.
Oh, I know it. But our fish has been good, Mickey. I'm still without a boat. I get my boat next week. It's going to be so nice to have it all fixed up. And so I've been doing some beach fishing. There's been some giant schools, those giant bull reds moving down the channel in Port Aransas. And Bob's been going over there with his fly rod and catching these 40, 50-pound redfish on his fly rod off the rock.
Fly rod, Bob. Next time I'm down there, I got to meet that guy just so I can say I met Bob.
I fish with him several times during the week. He's just a lot of fun. You know, he just when you see him in the morning, he's got that fly rod in his hand, maybe crack a 10, but he'll show up sooner or later. sometimes he's not an early bird.
Well, he's like me. Hey, they're not going to start biting until you get there anyway.
So. That's right. And the surf fishing is funny. There's just did I send you that picture of those hardheads, that school of hardheads?
Yeah, I sent that to some people, and they said they'd never seen or heard anything like that.
I've never seen it in my entire life. I've never seen it. And just, I tell you what, if you're a surfer and you happen to come in, and running into that, going to the beach, you're in trouble. That's 10,000 hardheads in a ball like that. If you paddle into that, you'd bleed to death. I mean, that is unbelievable. And they're right up on the beach, too. You know, I've never seen nothing like that. Mick, I've seen skipjack, bluefish.
How about throwing a cast net in there? You can just leave it in the water because you'll never get all those hardheads out of it. Isn't that nuts?
No, I know.
All those fins. Oh, what a mess.
Oh, I had a guy throw a cast net by the cleaning table there at the trout where all the all the guts, all the hard heads, and the guy says, look at all those mullet. I said, those aren't mullet. And by that time, he threw a cast net over there. He put it in the trash can. He couldn't even put it out of the water.
You can't get all that mess out there. If you do, you have a lot of hard head holes in your hands. Those things hurt.
Oh, man. So this is opening day of teal. Excited to see
that.
Yes, it is. You're going to get live on
Beacon? Yeah, you and I are only going to do two segments this morning, then I'm going to jump over to Bink
and
go down in the marsh and listen to some duck action this morning.
Well, I really like that every year. That is one of the coolest things you do, is that live duck blind. Bink does that good, too. Golly, does it good.
Well, what gave me the idea to do it, I finally got Bink that, you know, he's easy to cooperate with. And, you know, he can't beat a guy like him anyway. But one morning...
Right.
Mickey Ray, my son, was duck hunting, him and all of his buddies, and he just called into the show and said, man, we're smacking him. And we put him on, and they shot a banded mallard, and, they were nuking him.
Yeah. So I like that duck calling, you know. That's cool, hearing the duck call. That's good stuff. Man, gosh, you know, we used to hunt those teal down on the Guadalupe River by Tavola or Tivoli, however you pronounce it. The Guadalupe ran into a big marsh called Cushman's Marsh, Cushman's Slough, Cushman's Marsh.
I've hunted that marsh.
Teal, oh, my God, you talk about teal. We'd go back there when I was a teenager. All my cousins lived on that river. And we'd pull that skiff back in there, and it had all these cattails in there. And we'd put a green shirt on and get out of the boat and stand in those cattails with our decoys. That's how hardcore we were, you know, standing in belly deep water to shoot those ducks. I'll never forget that. Oh, God, that was good stuff. And those teal were so good eating. Oh, my God. You know.
Yeah, that's my favorite duck.
Yeah, those ducks up there before they get to the saltwater are a big difference. You take that same duck that's been in the saltwater for 2 or 3 weeks, he's different. Those ducks have just, you know, been up there in the river stuff, and they are really good.
Yeah, that we used to make those teal wraps. You know, just breast them and wrap them up with bacon and jalapeno and cream cheese and all that, like you do backstrap.
I spent
an hour wrapping a bunch. We were having a big cookout on them after teal season opened, and my brother-in-law, old Pete, God rest his soul, he loved those things more than anybody. He loved those teal wraps. And I set that platter down. I don't know how many I wrapped. It took me an hour to do all of it. And I got the pit. I'm firing it up, getting it ready. And we're all sitting over there shooting a bull. And I said, Pete, go get me that tray of teal breast. He came back with an empty tray. The two Labradors ate every single one of them. I've never seen him so mad in all of my life. Oh,
I hope he got him a toothpick. Yeah, right.
You used to see the look on his face. It looked like you'd slapped him in the face with an ice-cold flounder.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, it was bad.
Oh, that's sad, man. I just hope that didn't have a toothpick in that bacon is all I'm thinking.
Oh, it didn't matter to them labs. They chewed that up right up. They probably just swallowed them whole.
We're sitting there at the beach. And it's, those dogs will eat anything. We sit at the beach, and a guy pitches a hard head, still alive, up on the beach. He catches it on a piece of shrimp, and this dog runs out there and just wolfs that hard head down. I said, man, that ain't good.
No, that's not.
I don't know what's going to happen there, but I told him. I said, you need to tell your vet about that or keep an eye on him, because that can't be good.
Mm. Well, I bet it hurt going
thing,
down.
Hard head. It hurt going out, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, they give you – it's funny you said that.
I don't know whether they could digest that big old bone head with all the fins on it or not.
I don't know. That ass is pretty good in that dog's stomach. But they make a can of dog food now that if your dog swallows rocks, like some of these – I had a guy, Rottweiler, that ate a bunch of caliche rocks. And they gave him a can of dog food that's real greasy, and it kind of greases things through there. So that's what they gave him sometimes with that stuff. But that Rottweiler would eat every caliche rock he saw. That was the dumbest dog I've ever seen.
Boy.
They call him a Knottweiler because he wasn't purebred. They call him a Knottweiler because he wasn't pure Rottweiler.
That's why he was called a Rockweiler, because he ate rocks.
Yeah, he was a Knottweiler. He was not a Rottweiler.
He wasn't a Rottweiler. He was a Rockweiler.
Yeah, he was bad, man. And they x-rayed his stomach and all that caliche in there. God almighty.
Dogs.
But our fishing in the bay, and I've been keeping what few guys are fishing. It's incredible. All the bull reds are just like they do every year, just run down the shoreline, and these guys are posing with 40-inch bull reds in the bay on top water.
It's of course, bull red season,
the water
buddy.
Yes, yeah.
Now is the time.
Temperature's dropping, so it's just going to be more and more of that.
Well, that's I forget who I sent. I sent that picture. Those hardheads too the other day and said, man, look how clear their water is and how big the waves are. I said,
that
ain't
crazy?
Galveston, buddy.
Oh, I tell you what, we surfed three days ago, and the water was so clear, like rubbing alcohol. And then all of a sudden, about 2 o'clock, the storm went over us and got in town, and it blew offshore. And that wind for 2 hours blew offshore and stacked those waves up. It was just beautiful.
Oh,
they were breaking
baby.
400 or 500 yards, just perfect, you know, just absolutely perfect. And then the wind came up and chopped it up, you know, but it was just some of the prettiest surf. It was like South Padre, just absolutely beautiful.
Awesome.
And the thing is, you can see the trout Mickey and can't catch, and that's the hard thing. You're surfing down a wave, and you kind of get close to shore. Just before you kick out, you kind of look at the bottom, and you'll see those trout scooting out in front of you. Just drive you nuts. You know they're there, and you can't catch them. You can surf over them, but you can't catch them.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I did talk to Mike Aaron this week. I called him just check in on him. I hadn't talked to him so long, He's had a really good year in the surf.
He's
caught a lot of nice fish.
He brought the guy that owns bait reels over to the house the other day.
Right. He told me y'all came by, he had to show him that stringer mount of yours. I said, I'm so jealous because I couldn't afford to have all 10 of mine done at one time. All I could afford was 5. I just took 5 of the biggest ones.
Well, that was a freebie too. So we took so many fish to taxidermist. John did that one for nothing. So I couldn't afford that, but he did that one for nothing. It was so great. We had taken many
beautiful.
Fish. You know, it is. It still good, looks good after 30 years. That's what's crazy.
It does. You ought to see mine after about 30, 40 years. They're on the back porch weathering. Very nicely.
Is that the one you had the wrens sleeps in one of the mouths? Is that the one?
Yeah, I've got birds that nest in the mouths of them. You know, those little Carolina wrens. They make nests in them every year.
Oh, man. Well, we're having a replica made of that 30 and a half we caught that James caught here a while back. And
are you?
John is what he's doing. Yeah, he's when he buys the molder, he's taking a picture of your fish and painting it just exactly the way your fish are. And his paint jobs are so much better than, you know, if you order a mold somewhere else and they paint it and bring it here from wherever else, other than some other state. You know, these fish look alive that he paints because he's so used to the colors and the way they look from bathrooms and stuff. So he's doing that now on some of the fish. If you don't want a skin mount, he'll do a replica for you.
Yeah, and that's always been the problem with, you know, getting a good speckled trout mount is the paint, you know, that airbrush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yes, it is.
And your guy down there does the best paint job I've ever seen on speckled trout. It's incredible.
And what he'll do for you, so some of the oil in the skin of the trout will get a little yellow after 5 or 6 years, your skin mount, from the old paint, like if you have a real old one. Well, the new paint doesn't do that, so he'll strip it off for you if you have an old mount and repaint it for you, and it doesn't do that anymore. Yeah, but
well, that's
the oil
cool.
will come out with that paint, yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, let me knock out this first break. I'll be right back at you,
All right, my buddy, friend.
All right, hang with me. All right. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter. Go by and check out their nice display they have, a very fine tackle. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands, wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, and fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures, you name it, they have it. They have a great inventory of Waterloo rods, like the Slam Mag and HP Light that everybody's so fond of, Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, and Southerly, and not to mention Poncho. That's a great name brand everybody likes. Offshore tackle for the serious angler. So be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store trusted by our community with great service. Easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway, 832-831-3104, Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:19. All right, let's head back to Corpus. All right, Cliff, we're back, my friend.
All right, buddy. Hey, what is the deal with teal? So in teal season, can you shoot a red or duck while you're shooting teal or just
no.
teal?
No, teal only. Blue wing or green
teal only.
Wing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Teal only.
Okay.
And
I don't know much about duck. I don't hunt them anymore. I can't remember it. And
well,
what's the limit on teal?
A young spoony, you know, a spoony period, a spoonbill is in the
like
teal
one,
family.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll get those young spoonies mixed in with a teal. You know, if you got a good eye, you know what they are, and you always got to.
Yeah.
You're guiding a hunt, you got to tell everybody, don't shoot this spoonie. And invariably they will.
Right.
It's crazy.
And what's the limit now, Mickey?
Six. You can get six.
Six, yeah. That's right. Still six. Okay.
Six, man, that's little teals.
You know Mike Herring's got to be hunting today. Mike's got to be
hunting.
Oh,
I promise
morning.
You he is. He's probably in the blind right now.
He was telling a great story about his turkey hunting the other day. I was talking to him, and he had some turkeys at like 100 yards of the feeder, and he had some kind of special rifle that shoots like 4,500 feet a second, some wildcatty bill. You know how he is about guns and stuff. And he said those turkeys were all eating, their heads were moving, trying to shoot one's heads off. And he said, let out a little whistle, just a quick little whistle. And they all looked up, and he shot one of his heads off. I said, that's only Mike would do that. You know?
There you go.
he can shoot. Man, he can really shoot. That's something.
Yeah, he's...
But,
He's quite the outdoorsman. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know, we were shooting birds the other day, and somebody gave me a box of, I guess it was nines or eights or nines.
Ooh.
And yeah. I couldn't knock those white wing down with those like I could with those 7.5. And the 20, yeah. I'm shooting a six. But I got rid of that box, went back to that 7.5, and what a difference. Those birds were flying super fast and super high. I just don't think those nines, unless you got one in the head, just wasn't enough.
They don't have enough weight to them, man. That's just
yeah.
I'd almost let you shoot me with nine shot if I get far enough away from you. No, that's a joke. But I have been sprayed with it. I've had people having to pick a couple of shots out of my back that stuck under the skin. That's never pretty.
God.
Boy, it burns.
Oh, I know it. And that's probably just for skeet. I see a lot of guys shoot the eights or nines for skeet, right? Yeah.
Six is it. I think all around, you're going to dove hunt, seriously, shoot sixes.
I wish I could find sixes and 12s here. I've been shooting
at
20 all
summer. I mean, seven and halves are easy, and eights and nines are even easier to find, but sixes are it.
Now that this wind's up and the birds are a little spooky, I went to the 12 gauge, and what a difference. Golly. You shoot the 20s and stuff or lower. You know, 28 gauge and 410s, and you go to a 12, it makes you feel so much better. You can really knock the bird
no
down.
Doubt.
Yeah, it's just a big dang difference, man. But so is Blaine now? He's got dove hunters now. Are they whacking the dove at Blaine's?
Yeah, he's had some, but I hadn't talked to him in a couple of probably 3 or 4 days. But he's down there.
Because some of the people I'd fish with. Went with him last year and said that was some of the incredible dove hunting they've ever seen. That was nuts. I just wonder if he's got as many this year. Then the dove and quail overlap, I think, for a couple of weeks. That's got to be fun.
Right. That's fun.
That's kind of what I want to get into. That's when I'm going to try to get down there and hunt with him.
But it just depends on the weather. He had them so big time before the opener last Sunday, and he said, well, one ranch held tons of them, the one in town, but his – His ranch is out of town. They just all just disappeared overnight, like boom. You know, they pulled a north wind for a couple of days, and then they were gone. And then he told me, well, they're all back now. So
you wonder about that.
I know.
And see, we got a commercial sunflower seed place just to the side. I know they must have knocked them down or something, because, man, it sounds like they are shooting just nonstop over there.
Sounds like Vietnam.
I think, it looks like a lot of the birds maybe are headed over there, just leaving our place to get to that stuff over there, because they plant a lot of cotton around us this year instead of grain on one place. Of course, I hunt three different places. The other place are just loaded with birds. Like Laredo, Barry said he was down in his place in Laredo, and they had plenty of birds. So that's always good.
That's right next to Blaine. That's 30 minutes from him. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to go down again on Christmas, right?
Yes. That's the plan.
Okay, good. Good.
Unless, boy, they start seeing some big ones early, I might have to jump the gun a little bit. Okay. Go a little earlier.
Yeah. See one like Blankshot, you'll be down there quick.
Yeah, that was, man, that was a nice deer. That's a good way to end up the season. Last day, last hunt.
Oh, my God. What a story. I wonder if he does things at Hibbler Taxidermist since he's down there. Does he use Hibbler?
No, he uses a guy up here.
Okay. I know we worked at Sarita Safari Kennedy Ranch. That Hibbler would bring a trailer and pick up all of our deer for us.
Right.
And they did some fantastic work. Man, I forgot about how good they were, but there's so many good taxidermists. You know, I shot a deer at Barry's place, and I can't remember this guy's name. I met him, but that is some of the best taxidermist work I've ever seen. On the deer's nose, on the buck, he's trying to turn to the side. You can see the veins, you know, in the mount. You know, it just looks like it's alive, and he's kind of one ear's dropped a little bit.
We've got a guy
like
up here that's been around forever, Roger Harp, Caleb's dad, and he's everybody, they bring deer and animals from him from all over the country, and, I mean, it takes a while to get it back, but it's worth the wait, because when you get that deer back,
yes,
it looks alive. It's beautiful.
It's like John and his trout. Yeah, John and his trout. It's worth, you know, he's out 2 years probably, but when you get his trout back skin mount, it's worth it. And then you had the deal where you couldn't keep any big trout, so he did about 2 years of replicas. And I've seen some of his replicas. I'm pretty impressed.
Really?
You know, they're not a skin mount. They're not as pretty as a skin mount, but they're pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah, that's what I need to have done to all mine. Get replicas made of them.
Yeah, you could do that to you. Take them over there. Maybe you can repaint. Are they skin mounts?
Yeah, they're all skin mounts, but they're, man, all the fins are broke up on them, the tails, you know, from taking them to the boat show and fishing show every year display. They get all beat up and banged up. And
mine's got a little Scotch tape on
care of them, you know.
He's got a Scotch tape the tails back together. I got you. But maybe John can fix it up for you.
I mean, these look like Frankenstein trout now. They're pretty bad looking. They're rough. I wouldn't put that job on anybody trying to.
Well, you just come down and catch some more. Catch five more. Just come down this winter.
Yeah,
catch
I'll just
five
come
more.
Down and catch some bigger ones.
Yeah.
I wish
it's
it was that
be a
easy.
Good one. I hope
be.
You get to come this winter, Mickey. I hope you come.
Yeah. I'm a bird dog on point, baby.
And last year you came and we waited too long. Spring, I think this year we better do winter. There's less. At least the fronts, we got a chance to be in front of it or behind it instead of just 45 days of 50-mile-an-hour wind like it was in the spring.
Oh, that was brutal, wasn't it?
That was a spring I've never seen nothing like. I kept telling them,
just incredible.
It's going to be calm next week. No, that was every day.
Blew. Jeez.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. I just hope it's not like that this year. God almighty.
No, after fishing that first day with Rihanna and that, we didn't want any more the next day.
Yeah, that was just too rough. Man.
At least we got to come over and visit. You know, that's worth the drive down there, just come over and visit with you and your wife and tell tall tales and fish stories.
I know it.
Nothing like it, man.
I kind of feel sorry for all the people who had to listen. Poor John.
No, their ears were perked up.
That was good stuff. That was good, man.
Yeah, we caught a couple.
Well, I'm looking forward to listen to Bink today. I hope it doesn't have a cloud cover. Is it is it clear outside?
I don't think it'll really matter on, you know, teal season. Hey, if you got the birds, it doesn't matter what the weather's doing.
And he's got the birds, right? He's got the birds.
That's what he said last week. He was,
I can't wait. God,
real,
it's gonna be good.
Real excited and looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm always
and if you're bored with this morning, you can listen again tomorrow morning. We'll do Live from the Blind again tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's good. I'll be listening to that for sure. That's one of the best things you've done on that show, with that live stuff. I did like that a lot. It's like you're there, you know, especially when you hear the duck calling, you know, and get ready and you hear them.
Right.
You almost hear the safeties come off the guns.
Take them. And you hear the dog whining in the background.
Yeah, that's another good thing, to hear the dog whining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think those labs like to hunt more than we do.
Oh, I know it. Mine comes home now, they're so old they can't hunt. But first thing they do when I come home in the garage, they got to sniff the bird bag. I throw everything down in the garage and clean my shotgun. They walk over the bird bag and just sit there and sniff it for 30 minutes.
Oh, that's a Labrador, man. Even if you hadn't been hunting, they just smell you up and down to see where you've been and what you've been. They'll even walk out to your truck and smell of the tires, like, where's he been?
Uh huh. Yeah, I know it, man. She's 14 years old. She can't hunt, but she still wants to. It's crazy, man.
That's amazing. Crazy. These dogs are living this long these days.
Mm-hmm. That's good food we're giving them. You know,
I guess so.
Giving them,
I mean,
people food.
That, the last one I had made it 15 years, so that's
that's
the oldest lab I ever had. Make it that long. She did real good.
That's super old. And you got one dog left?
Yeah, I've got my son's dog.
Okay.
That's I adopted that thing, so hey, here we go.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know.
Can't
be
dogless.
I can't remember how long I've ever been dogless. It wasn't long.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm not going to get another one when I lose these, but I probably will. You know, it's just part of the deal.
You put them down, you know, they get too old or they get sick, and you have to put them to sleep. It just, man, it just.
It's terrible.
You go, nah, I'm never getting another one, and then the death wears off, and you're already looking at dogs and thinking about dogs.
I know it's bad, isn't it?
Man's best friend, baby.
I know it, buddy. I know it, man. I know it.
Oh, well.
But looking forward to doing a little fishing. I'm going to get up maybe this morning if I feel like, if I don't take a nap first. And the seas have gone down a little bit. Maybe there's still tons of fish in the surf. It's just been rough this year. This week's been rough. So it'll calm down a little bit. I just don't want to get banged up in that surf. You know, you wait till 10 o'clock, you can see them sometime in the foam. But when it's clear, you can see them 50 yards down that beach, Mickey. It's awesome. You can see them just cruising those bars. Even if you don't get to catch them, get to look at them.
Well, you know, that's a bonus in itself. At least you know you're throwing at fish.
Mm-hmm.
I hate fishing.
You know you're throwing at them.
You know, there's no signs. You can't see them. You're just making blind casts, hoping to get lucky and put it right in front of a big one, you know? Hey, what's the biggest fish you've seen down there in your area this year somebody's caught? You've heard anything of just really massive?
Probably that one, you know, they caught the winner that Caron caught. That Caron caught that one. It was 11 something, 11 and a half.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest one I've heard of.
That's probably the biggest one I've know of. I know they caught another 11 and a half down in Mansfield on the Croker here a while back. They caught a couple of really big ones down off the Mansfield jetty in the surf. I saw some pictures on Mirror Lure right at dark. These fish are right at 9.5 pounds. They were huge.
Yeah.
And right on the rocks at night. And that's funny here because these guys catch these fish right at dark, Mickey, on the inside of the channel. Not on the surf side, but the inside of the channel on mirror lures. Just every day. And they don't catch them in the surf. Don't get it. They'll catch them in the channel side. Something to do with the current or something. But they slow roll those mirror lures down those rocks. They catch some pretty good fish for 30 minutes. It's over.
Well, that's cool.
Bob does that with a fly rod right at dark. He rolls that fly rod up and down those rocks every day. And
has he busted a big snook this year?
No. This is what happened. So they changed the jetties. They piled all these little bitty rocks on top of the jetties, and they roll down. You can't walk along the edge to fish anymore because these rocks, you just rolls under your feet. So they ruined all the fishing for, you know, 2,000 yards down the jetties. You only have a small area you can walk on.
I wonder why they did that. That other stuff was eroding away between them.
All eroded out, and then...
Dang.
So now that the rocks have rolled down the sides of the channel, fill up all the holes and nooks and crevices where all the snook like. And so he ruined all of his bottom for his snook. And so he had caught a snook in there this year. He's caught one in the surf, but it destroyed the snook fishing inside the channel.
Amazing.
You still catch them sometime on the tip, but it just made all those little, you know, drop offs and hooks and sand pockets all gone. It's just all rock now. It's all looks
the same. All the ambush points are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ruined it. You know, man. Yeah, we're not exactly rocket scientists down here when it comes to doing things like that. Just look at our water thing, you know. God almighty.
Yeah, that's, man, y'all are in a critical stage. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, you know, they spent three years building a model of the resalp, and they decided not to do it. And they don't know what they're going to do. That's what's so crazy.
I bet they wish they'd have spent that money and re-drilled all those wells.
Well, I know it. Well, they spent $5 billion on water they never went and got. But I won't get into that. But something's going to happen. You know, we're getting ready to go to stage four, Mickey. I mean, that's serious. You know,
that is serious, man.
Oh well.
Can't flush your toilet but once a day.
Yeah, and that's just sick. Stupid.
Put monitors, smart meters on everybody's water meters.
Oh, man.
You only get 25 gallons a day, Cliff. Only 25.
I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't.
I don't either. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Take a shower to the beach, I guess.
Y'all need a tropical storm event like we had with Harvey to sit down there and dump about 50 inches of water in the right places.
Oh, it's going to take a lot.
I hate to wish that on anybody, but, I mean, hey, you can't live without water. Nothing can.
No, it's kind of important. And, you know, it's just killing the construction here, all the people trying to come in to build stuff here. They just, everything's on hold, you know?
Sure.
But, we'll see what happens, buddy. Maybe flushing our toilets with bottled water.
Oh, boy.
I got a fish pond out back. We can always dip a little water out of it. We'll see what happens.
All right, dog. Well, Cliff, somebody wants to come down and hang out with you, man. Give them a number so they can reach you.
All right. I'll actually have a boat here pretty quick. Pretty soon I'll take you fishing.
All right, you have done to your boat? One.
Everything. I mean, it's going to look like a new boat. Repainted, everything, electronics. It's just going to be totally different. Anyway, I'm at area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks for having me on, Mick.
Cliff, have a good weekend. Good talking to you, brother.
All right, I'll be looking at duck hunting. Thanks, man.
Let's roll. All right, man. All right, that's Cliff Webb down in Corpus. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croker's located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. And check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their regulators, diffusers, all the different size bottles. For more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. No farm-raised shrimp at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught Guff shrimp. Great prices, great availability, and all the bait you need, they've got everything you're looking for. And their Cajun Grill next door, they put out some really good food at great prices and excellent quality. And their Cajun food trailer over in Santa Fe, it's a big hit also. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. As promised, let's go live from the blind with Captain Bink Graham. See what's up this morning. Good morning, Bink. It ought to be just about shooting time, huh?
Good morning. We just got off the zero. One came in and one died. So.
All right. One shot, one kill.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, cool. How are you doing this morning? I bet you're happy.
Yeah, yeah. That's always nice to get the first one underneath your belt.
That's it. It's all downhill now. No skunk.
No skunk.
That's it.
We don't have any wind this morning. It's going to be it's really dark because we got clouds covering up the eastern sky, but it sure is pretty. But it's real dark right now.
Well, I bet there's a lot of people teal hunting this morning. Man.
Yeah, I hope there is. I sure hope there is. I don't hear any shooting coming off the other part, the public marsh yet. So,
right.
But like I said, it's late. I mean, it's dark still. But I mean, we're legal. We're 3 minutes legal right now. So.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, those game wardens sit back and they would definitely time you on shooting time.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Normally, a lot of these sports, all this public hunting, they'll, you hear that in the background there? That's another one of my groups. These sports will light it off 7 or 8 minutes ahead of time. And,
oh, yeah. And I used to hear that all the time. Go, man, those guys, that's 10 minutes early.
Uh-huh. That happens on public ground a whole lot.
It does, man.
Sure does. Yeah, there's no wind this morning.
I think everybody would kind of wait for the first volley after they heard that. It was game on. Uh-huh. They didn't care what
it's
kind
on.
It was. Somebody already went off. We're going off, too. So that's what they'd do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah, we've been holding them. Here we go. Coming around, boys. Two buzzed. What I was telling them, it was we're gonna be real aggressive this morning because, man, opening day of teal season, there's just not a whole lot of decoy in because they're getting their world rock from everywhere
right.
And they've been complacent and usually they decoy a whole lot better on day two, you know, because they just every place they've been is. Usually getting hunting on opening day, so they just they're buzzing, and so that's what we're gonna get real aggressive this morning. We feel like a lot of the prairie that's been held a lot of birds early in the week felt like they lost some overnight. You know, that's without hunting pressure. That just tells you these suckers are already on the move. But
sure,
a lot of I'm kind of anxious to see what the prairie does today. Because they usually after opening day, they push a lot down here to us too, you know?
Right.
So kind of anxious to see. We're sitting on that new moon coming. And so, you know, like I told my guys, I've been here when you're sitting on 10,000 birds and the next morning you shoot two and, you know, and they just move overnight, you know, and you think it's going to be a 5 minutes. Shoot. Kill it bird. 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 I know. He come across there. I'm sorry. Two for two now.
Got him though. One shot, one kill.
Hey. It's hard to see them. And there's all kinds of water birds too. You don't want to make that mistake, you know?
Yeah. When it's still real dark and they come in low, they get on you quick, man.
Quick. Yeah, I haven't heard any yet coming from the there we go. They're lighting it off now.
I just heard a volley in the background.
Yeah, that's public marsh there. They're lighting it off now. That's good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see. You never know. I've gone in on two birds and shot 30 in 30 minutes, and I've gone in on 10,000 and shot two. You know, it's just the nature of teal.
You know, I've seen openers where there were so many birds in the air that they couldn't. You needed air traffic controller, man. I mean, it's like
they're hitting each other. Just, they're crossing.
Yeah, they're crossing.
Yeah, they're crossing right
fly,
here.
The boys,
kill him right there. Kill him.
And,
kill him, boys. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
Did he fall?
Three for three. We're doing well. Yeah, we're 3-for-3.
I wish the Astros could bat like that.
Boy, ain't that the truth?
Man.
Ain't that the truth?
Did you watch game last night?
I did too.
Yeah.
We just don't. I mean, one day it just seems like it just. I know it's pitching and stuff, but they just seem like sometimes they just don't take good approaches to play. You know, just.
Too aggressive, you know. That's.
Hey, but like I said, like I heard you talking to Charlie. You know, I mean, I can't believe we're 15 games above 500 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way we should be.
With the most injuries in baseball history in one season.
Oh, Eric Geddy's gone. I mean, just all the starting pitching. I hope Fromber does something today.
Well, Fromber needs to be the real Fromber tonight if we have any chance. But
yeah,
what scares me, I wanted to at least take two out of three on Seattle so we could deal with the A's. That's who scares me the most. Those guys are
me too.
Those young guys are. They have no fear. They just get up there and just stroke it.
Here we go. Yeah, I know they don't. They sure don't. Bird's starting to move a little bit now. And the fishing's been good all week. The fishing's been good all week, man. We've golly, it's been throwing tails and topwaters and. Even out of the boat, I've had to fish out of the boat all week. But
right. Well, that's good.
Atta boy. Okay. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Knocked him down, and he got back up, flew and the dog was right behind it. So
yeah, you don't want your dog shot.
So far, it's just been all singles.
Huh. Singletons.
Singletons, yeah. Little, and, like, and I mean,
little
it's too
Johns,
dark.
John
it's like,
Singleton. Charlie's favorite player.
Charlie loves John Singleton.
Well, after I watched Walker strike out three times in a row last night, I just Googled up old John Singleton, and he had a better year last year. Get him.
I know. I'm so tired of watching that cat strike out. I'm so tired of that.
He's only struck out 172 times.
Yeah, that's not what we got him for. That is not what we got him for. And so many times. In the decoys, kill it. See it right there? Kill him if you can. Atta boy. Oh, got up too.
There go the dog.
That was a little far out there, but he lit me. Wasn't gonna come back.
Did you get him?
Oh, we gimped him, and he got up and flew.
Leaking
he was
oil.
Out there. He was out there 50. Yeah. It wasn't the easiest shot, but we took it because it was just a single, you know.
Right. I'm waiting for a flock of 25 to come in. And
I am too. That's what
off.
I'm waiting for.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's exactly what I'm waiting for. Yeah, but we drifted this week a bunch. Charlie waited. Charlie's running one of my guys today, and we got them spread out everywhere today. Here we go. We got people tarpon fishing. We got people duck hunting from the left possible. Yeah, the guys in the lodge yesterday that were fishing with Michael Kobeka got him. Here we go. That's a big duck. That's a big duck. That's a big duck. Let him go. Let him go.
Oh, boy.
The one behind him wasn't, but that was a mama duck that tried to eat us. Oh, here we go. Coming around. Yeah, old mama duck did it pretty good. In the decoys. Kill him right there. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Well, that's two. At least two came in at that time. Yeah, still no big groups yet.
But heck, they're paired up.
They are. I mean, like I said, it's still dark. It's still dark. Yeah, they had pretty good tarpon on yesterday.
I saw it video, Quebec. They had one up next to the boat. They leadered and squatted over the side and then see that fish tail walking right down the side of the boat. That was cool.
Good shot. Now, that was a shot right there, boys. Good one. They nailed that joker at probably 55 yards. We won't usually take that shot, but it's when there's just one like that. And
go for it.
Oh, he put a suburban lead on him. <Knocked him down>.
Suburban lead.
I'm so happy to be able to hunt my dog today. In years past, my water's kind of low in here, so these gators are not in here as thick. And so the last few teal seasons, I hadn't been able to hunt it because there's been too many gators in here. But, I mean, they're ankle deep, so they're not in here. So it's really, really nice.
Perfect.
Because it's marsh over here has got some reptiles in it for sure.
Yeah, gators are a problem in turkey season.
Coming back, boys. Maybe. Coming back. Get ready. Here we go. Coming back on our left side. They do it in front. They're going to do it in front. They're going to do it in front. Now cut them. Now cut them. Now cut them. Now cut them. Good shot. How was that last one? Was tough. We knocked out of that 3-8. Came off our left shoulder and did it from behind.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad. That's what happens when you don't have any wind. And the decoys, kill him, kill him. Good shot. Good Lord, man. I got some.
Coming in low out of nowhere. Kaboom.
Boy, they got some shooters in here, baby.
Sounds not, like it.
Hadn't been an easy shot yet. Out front. Oh, here we go. Bear group starting to fly. And the decoys right here. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
Sound like a dead duck. One shot.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think we're sitting on 10 right now. Ain't too bad. Been one of them to death.
Yeah, onesies and twosies.
In the decoys, kill him. Kill him right there. Atta boy. Still one of them to death. I'm not going to complain.
No.
We'll one them to death. You know? I'm not going to complain. Come on, girl.
Well, it makes for better shooting.
In the decoys. Yeah, and you got five guns on them.
Yeah.
On one bird, he usually dies.
Well, usually a flock comes in and you'll cut one or two out of it. Everybody's shooting the same bird or just flock shooting.
In the decoys. God damn. More coming. He come from behind us, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Peel straight out.
And we got about a minute left.
Okay.
Need one more volley.
One more volley, sir.
Yeah,
just here one comes. I can kill him, kill him, kill him. Got to lead that one big time. That one wasn't coming back. That's why we took that shot.
Awesome.
We wasn't going to get that shot, decoy. That lead right there, boys, is about 6 foot on that one, going from right to left. Out front.
Well.
Straight at us. Coming right at us. Make you a mic.
Here we go.
Here we go. In the decoys. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Still
well,
one
cool.
of them to this.
Well, Bink, thanks for the action, man.
You that's, bet. We got a call dozen. Ending
the show with a bang, dozen. Man. Well,
yeah.
Hey, we'll talk same time in the morning. Somebody wants to call you about teal hunting or fishing. Give them a number, brother.
Kill him right there, boys. I had to go to Sunrise Lodge. 979-241-1705.
All right, buddy.
Everybody have a good Saturday.
You do. You too, man. See you later.
Take it easy.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order.
Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.